Radio Prague News.
The Minister of Transport, Vít Bárta, has called for a revolution in motorists' fines, with their level based on the ability to pay. Police have stepped up traffic checks for the expected Sunday rush back from holidays. And Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said his foreign minister's comment about apparent French racism over Roma expulsions were rash. Transport Minister Vít Bárta has called for motorists' fines to be related to their ability to pay. Mr. Bárta has apparently been inspired by the systems in Switzerland and Finland, where such wealth-related penalties exist. He says such fines could help stop Czech roads being a wild west for rich young drivers. Although the police have welcomed the idea, it's been given a cool response from the other two government coalition parties, Topo 9 and the Civic Democrats. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Sunday he was opposed to the idea. Fears have also been raised that such a step might be unconstitutional because it infringes the principle of equal treatment before the law. The minister wants to table his proposal by the end of the year. Police have stepped up controls on motorists to accompany an expected rush back home following holidays. Sunday is the last day of the traditional holiday period, with heavy traffic expected. Police say checks will be carried out on motorists at 110 points across the country. In Prague, police have also drafted a helicopter to help them stop congestion and pinpoint dangerous drivers. Around 155 people died on Czech roads during the holiday period, according to initial figures. Prime Minister Petr Nečas distanced himself on Sunday from reported comments of Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg about the French expulsions of Roma or Gypsies, originally from Romania. Mr. Schwarzenberg was reported by the Lidové Noviny newspaper on Saturday to have said it was impossible not to suspect that a racist perspective played a role in the ongoing expulsions. He also said the move was against the spirit and position of the European Union. The Czech foreign minister later told Czech television that he said the actions gave an outward impression of racism, but that he had not described them as racist. Mr. Nečas said the comments were rash and that he saw no racist subtext in the actions, which have been championed by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has estimated that between 5% and 8% of state workers will leave their jobs due to proposed budget cuts next year. Cuts of 10% have been demanded in ministry budgets. The Prime Minister said there was a choice between across-the-board pay cuts of 10% or a 10% cut in employee numbers. He reckoned that most ministries would opt for a mix of the above, but that there would be a bigger emphasis on job cuts. The 2011 budget will start to be debated in the Low House of Parliament in October. The government programme calls for cuts across the public sector, with the exception of teachers. Czech cyclist Jaroslav Kulhavi won the last of a series of World Championship mountain bike events at Windham in the United States, becoming the first Czech to achieve such a success. Kulhavi was third in the overall championship rankings, which were headed by Swiss cyclist Lino Schurter. The 25-year-old Czech was second in a World Championship event last month, a few days after winning the European title. And finally, look at the weather. Showers with occasional heavy rain will continue throughout the week. Top daytime temperatures will be around 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.